From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, May the 12th, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that police have new information on the Audrey Mae Heron disappearance. Heron, a 31-year-old married mother of three from Freehold, disappeared in August of 2002 after finishing her shift at the former Greene County Long-Term Health Care Center in Jefferson Heights. Neither Heron or her black 1994 Jeep Grand Cherokee have ever been found. State Police Senior BCI Investigator Peter Kaminsky said on Wednesday, May the 11th, the state police are actively investigating a couple of new leads. He said police were looking at an area on Cartersville Road and Cartersville Creek in Catskill on Tuesday, but nothing relevant to the case was found. Kaminsky said the circumstances and locations of the other leads could not be divulged because the investigation remains active. State police ask anyone who might have information about the case to call 518-622-8600. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Roger Hannigan-Gilson and Katie Kosajansky are reporting in the Register Star that U.S. Senator Charles Schumer said on Wednesday, May the 11th, he will seek to retrieve untapped federal funds to expand broadband service in New York. The funding was scheduled to be rerouted to other states after Verizon Wireless failed to use the money in New York. The funding came from the Federal Communications Commission's Connect America Fund. The six-year-old award, totaling $170 million, was intended to expand broadband service to rural areas. The money was offered to Fairpoint Communications, Frontier Communications, Verizon Wireless, and Windstream, Schumer said. The reason behind Verizon's failure to use the federal funds is unknown, Schumer said. The Connect America Fund money was available for the eastern two-thirds of Columbia County and the area of Greene County that borders Delaware County, according to the FCC. Columbia and Greene counties have the worst broadband coverage in New York, according to July 2014 data from the State Broadband Program Office. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential that former State Majority Leader Dean Skelos and his son Adam Skelos will be sentenced on federal corruption charges today, Thursday, May the 12th, in Manhattan. The two men were arrested in May of 2015 on charges they conspired in an effort to trade legislative favors for personal and political benefits. They were convicted in December. Federal prosecutors argued the Long Island Republican exerted political influence to benefit the environmental technology company Abtec, which scored a $12 million contract for a stormwater remediation project in Nassau County, and Glenwood Management, a major real estate firm with financial and personal ties to Abtec. Prosecutors argued federal guidelines call for a 15-year sentence for Dean Skelos and a 12-year sentence for Adam Skelos. The defense is seeking community service. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver was sentenced to 12 years in prison in a separate federal corruption case a little more than a week ago. Former Senate Democratic Conference Leader John Sampson will be sentenced next week on federal charges of obstructing justice and lying to federal investigators. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Melanie Lekachevic in the Greene County News is reporting that the U.S. Department of Labor ruled CSX Transportation violated a federal safety act when it suspended a Selkirk-based employee who reported numerous alleged safety hazards. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, fined CSX more than $32,000 in damages and attorney's fees for its action against the whistleblower. The employee, a union official, sent a letter on September the 6, 2013 to his supervisor detailing alleged safety hazards and violations of the Federal Railroad Safety Act. Management gave the whistleblower a 5-day suspension on December 18, 2013, and I quote, for an alleged safety infraction, end quote, OSHA officials claim. Then in March 2014, the employee raised the issue with a complaint to OSHA. CSX must pay $27,735 in attorney's fees and $5,000 in punitive damages, as well as expunge his employment record of the suspension. You can read that full story in the Greene County News. The Albany Times Union reports that honey production statewide increased 9% in 2015, with more than 3.6 million pounds produced. New York is the top honey producer in the Northeast, and now, for the first time in a decade, among the top 10 states nationally. State officials say beekeepers earned about $10.6 million last year, up $1.2 million from 2014. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that the New York Civil Liberties Union filed suit against the state and Governor Andrew Cuomo over the state not allowing farm workers to organize. Cuomo, it seems, agrees with the NYCLU, saying in a statement on May the 10th that the flaw in the state labor relations law is, and I quote, unacceptable, end quote, and may be in violation of the state constitution. Cuomo said, and I quote, I agree with the NYCLU that the exclusion of farm workers from the Labor Relations Act is inconsistent with our constitutional principles, and my administration will not be defending the act in court. We will not tolerate the abuse or exploitation of workers in any industry. This clear and undeniable injustice must be corrected, end quote. The New York Farm Bureau was not happy with Cuomo's statement. Farm Bureau President Dean Norton said in the statement, and I quote, the NYCLU's assertion regarding farmers and their treatment of their employees are erroneous, insulting, and disparaging, and we are frustrated that the governor's statement does not even recognize that fact. Up until now, he has publicly praised the dairy industry and agriculture in general for the good jobs that they create. It should also be pointed out that farm workers are not the only employee class that does not have the ability to collectively bargain by virtue of the nature of their job. The governor's position in choosing not to defend the state's labor law represents a disservice to farmers that make up the backbone of our rural economy, end quote. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And for our final story, Katie Kosajansky is reporting in the Daily Mail that a new countywide public transportation system will be available to Greene County residents beginning next month. The system will operate as a partnership between the county and Ulster Green Arc. Ulster Green Arc routes will be open to the public as of June the 1st. Greene County Transit will offer 5 daily routes, Monday through Friday, plus a Catskills shuttle run. The system will also offer daily routes, including one to Hunter on Wednesday and another to Windham on Friday. Director of Greene County Economic Development, Tourism, and Planning, Warren Hart, said the merger with Arc had been in the works for a while. He said public feedback on the system is not only encouraged, it is needed. Hart said 7 new buses will be operated by ARC, and all the buses will come equipped with a wheelchair lift for handicapped accessibility, two-way radios, dual GPS systems, backup cameras, an internal security camera system, and a public address system. The transit system's website will launch at the beginning of June. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 76 degrees. For Thursday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 5 a.m. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Friday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 3 p.m. Then showers are likely with a temperature high near 66 degrees. For Friday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 8 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a temperature low at 48 degrees. And on Saturday, showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm, partly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Sunrise today was at 5:35 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:07 p.m., providing us with 14 hours and 31 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 12th day of May 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.